We start today's program with Eileen Klein, president of the Arizona Board of Regents. Earlier this week, she was named co-chair of Governor-elect Doug Ducey's transition team. She also got a lot of experience in trying to get Arizona out of deep budget deficits when she was budget director and chief of staff in Governor Jan Brewer's administration. Eileen, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the key roles in co-chairing a transition team for a governor?
Well, it's certainly a privilege and a great honor to be working with Governor-elect Ducey and certainly the likes of national leaders of Senator John Kyle and state leaders like Kirk Adams. And really the primary role is to first put together a group of leaders who can serve as co-captains of different issue areas facing the state. So looking at things, everything from education to healthcare to corrections to natural resources, trying to help assemble a team who can help provide some guidance and also really take a look at the current state of the state. So the team will really be tasked with taking a look at the transition reports that are being prepared by state agencies, understanding what the key issues are facing each of those agencies and each of the populations that they serve, and then coming up with some recommendations for innovations and also, importantly, fielding some new talent who can come and bring some new fresh ideas and perspectives into the management of state government.
So compare the condition of the state when you left the Brewer administration and your time in the Board of Regents. Has the state taken a nosedive, an unexpected nosedive?
I don't know if I'd say a nosedive, but certainly lost a little footing financially. And the state's certainly still recovering overall in terms of the economy. There are many, many encouraging signs. The great news is that we are so much further along than we were several years ago. Unfortunately, though, we've had a couple of hiccups with the state general fund. There are some short-term projected deficits, but overall, the trends for the state are enormously positive.
Eileen, you were right in the middle of the budget muck, I'll call it, when you were Governor Brewer's chief of staff, also budget director. What worked at that point? I mean, obviously, those were dire straits. There were some cuts that really hurt some people that people did not want to have happen, but what was effective? What did you find to be effective in getting out of the deficit?
So really what led to the turnaround was a combination of solutions. So certainly reductions. The challenge at that time was that the deficit was so deep that cuts alone could not be used as a solution. And certainly there wasn't the wherewithal from either the public or policymakers to make revenues alone be a solution. So it required multiple approaches to try to bridge through that deficit and then return, you know, the state to a position where revenues and ongoing expenditures were more in balance. That required some structural change, some permanent reductions in certain areas of state government service. But at the same time, it was important to continue to advance the economy. So there were a number of efforts to make sure that we reformed the regulatory structure and the tax code long-term so that the state could grow and that businesses could prosper, because ultimately that's what's going to lead to better financial conditions for the state.
Coming back to that revenue thing, which tends to be a bugaboo, the governor supported that temporary sales tax increase. And I know that Governor-elect Ducey has said that is not something that is even on the table for him. Do you think going forward that is something that will at least have to be discussed by the legislature and by the governor-elect?
I think, you know, I always think revenues are part of the consideration. I don't see a call for and necessarily a need right now for any kind of major infusion of new taxes. The point is, you know, how do you look at all of the different services, all the different existing revenue sources, and all of the ongoing expenditures and make sure those things are aligned? Those things have to happen first before there's any discussion about introducing new major initiatives like increased taxes. So I think Governor-elect Ducey's on the right track to, you know, first figure out how we can bridge. And I think the state's, again, positioned long-term to continue to grow without the need for any extreme intervention.
And you're president of the Board of Regents. In a couple of minutes, my guest and I will talk about K-12 education in Arizona. A lot of cuts were made in those areas. And I'm sure people are a little bit concerned that as our deficit continues to grow, that education will again be a target of cuts. Should they be concerned about that?
Well, I do think there are legitimate concerns about both K-12 education and higher education. So the balancing act always is, how do you get the budget in balance but not do anything that's really going to cause long-term harm? So I think discussions around education right now are more centered around, how can we improve performance? How can we make sure that the state's positioned to have a successful K-12 system with, you know, more folks coming out ready for the workforce and for college ahead? But certainly everybody understands that these are challenging financial times, and people are going to have to be a lot more innovative and a lot more productive with the resources that they have.
Eileen, finally, if there's an answer to this, what was not tried during the last deep deficit that perhaps was on the table and may have to be considered now, even if this deficit is not as daunting, it's just a couple of years after a fight through a huge deficit?
Right. Well, I do think there's some opportunities to really build off of Governor-elect Ducey's private sector experience and figure out where greater efficiencies can be garnered in state government operations. So certainly for a period of time, the state was in crisis mode, but now is the time to really go in and refine some of the state government operations and figure out where you can do things much more efficiently and much more effectively. And I think those are some opportunities that haven't been fully explored that his leadership will really bring about.
Eileen Klein is president of the Arizona Board of Regents. She's also former chief of staff for Governor Jan Brewer. Eileen, thank you as always.
Thank you.